time to know. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Ed, for this time this morning to be with you. And how to say goodbye, huh? But I have to say goodbye and go soon. And I've been greatly encouraged this trip, greatly blessed to see what the Lord has done over this trip, to see how God is pushing for new frontiers, pushing for new avenues that we need to pursue in the kingdom of God. And I've been so greatly encouraged, especially in the area of finance and also in the area of healing and the area of sensing in my spirit that God is about to release a new anointing on a new generation to take up leadership positions all over the world. God is doing a fresh new thing. Somebody say, so much we read in the media about Christian leadership failing, but the church has not failed. Amen. God has not designed the church to fail. And when men fail and abdicate the responsibility that God gave to them, then God raised a new generation. And God is raising a new generation of people, of unknown people all over the world, and He's doing a fast work. And that is the reason we see daily, even when we go on the internet or we read the newspaper, we see this supposedly a pastor of this church, pastor of that church, and all these problems happening. Why these things are happening, they have to answer to God themselves. I do not know. If God gave you the great privilege and honor to be His servant, you know, you would not walk anywhere away from His presence or from His word. I had dinner with Peter and Pastor Wilma, and they were sharing with me the amazing story of how their daughter Abigail, some of you may know, when Abigail came over here for a period of holiday, she had been autistic for since she was born. And when I shared with them the miracle that over the little baby with Down syndrome over at Sonoma and how God is actively reversing everything in that baby, Peter and Wilma got together and said, you know, we will not miss this opportunity to get Abigail to be prayed for and to believe God to heal her. So when Abigail went back to England, and the other side of the family pick her up, the mom and sisters pick her up, they said, something has happened to Abigail. There's something that has changed. There's something that has changed. And they tried to figure out what has changed. And the mom, who knows Abigail more than anybody else, he says, Abigail has matured beyond something that she has not had before. Wow. And that was God beginning to reverse this autistic thing that is in Abigail. And I believe God is restoring authority back to the church with mighty signs and wonders and miracles. And if we would allow the Lord to use us, amen. If we don't have our own dreams, our own agenda, our own sense of self-importance, if we would allow ourselves to be like a donkey and let God use us. You know, the word donkey is not a very, when you call somebody a donkey, you know, they might kill you. Because it doesn't seem to be a good word. It's probably a word that you use for someone who's retarded.